In 2015, I started picking up federal administrative law work as needed to represent TCEQ and some other state agencies in challenging decisions and rules passed by EPA, the Corps of Engineers, the Department of Commerce sometimes. And I was stunned at the simplicity and brevity of the federal statute compared to ours. I like ours better. There was also a model act that was making its way through all of the states and their commissions on uniform acts. And our state APA does draw on that. Former Justice, now retired, John Powers of the Third Court of Appeals looked to the Model Act in many of his opinions, just as I tend to look at normal civil proceedings. How would this be done if we were doing a civil trial? Justice Powers tended to really scour the 1961 Act. So if you read an opinion of his from the 80s or 90s, you will learn a lot about the Model Act. Texas didn't adopt all of the Model Act, although Judge Powers explains why we should have. I'm sorry, I'm looking at my notes and not the clicker. Okay. But before Dudley wrote the act and got it through the legislature, we had state agencies doing their work and courts reviewing that work. The Texas Railroad Commission dates from 1891, and it's established in the Constitution. The Third Court of Appeals was established in 1892. So we were at it for a good long while before we had a statute written down. We now have over 150 state agencies, and some of them are also embedded in the Constitution. But here's the first thing that I want to talk about seriously about courts and civil proceedings and agencies and administrative law proceedings. District courts in Texas are our court of general jurisdiction. If it isn't identified as belonging somewhere else, probate court, county court at law, justice of the peace court, if you don't know, it defaults to the trial court. Our state district courts are our courts of general jurisdiction. But the Constitution was amended to allow the legislature to move jurisdiction to other tribunals or administrative bodies. And that's what we are. This constitutional provision is the reason that when an agency issues an order as a result of a trial-type adjudicatory proceeding that determines the rights and responsibilities of the parties before it, it is not a violation of the separation of powers clause of the Constitution, because the Constitution itself allows the legislature to say, take all that stuff to the Railroad Commission. The Constitution said, take all that stuff to TCEQ. I'm going to talk about three common law doctrines: motions for rehearing, deadlines, and judicial review. That are embedded. There are more. These are the three I chose. My summer was busy cleaning junk out of my office. Another aspect of our work when we work on appellate review of agency decisions involves basic principles of appellate law, where the debate over what's the best way to perform the function of statutory interpretation. The courts are way over here nowadays on plain language. And that's very much the sort of focus now. So I'm going to start with a provision of the APA that can absolutely be decided on its plain language. And that is Motions for rehearing. You have to have them. The title of the provision, motions for rehearing, prerequisites to appeal. Pretty plain. Over the last 20 years, there's been a lot of attention before that, but there are two cases over the last 20 years that provide a framework for you if you find that you need to be dealing with the idea of a motion for rehearing, what does it have to say, how does it work, etc. Hill versus Board of Trustees, I believe for the first time in years, I don't have a laptop today, and I didn't have a copy, but I think Justice Abusi wrote it. And then the Barua case, which was decided just last year, stand for the proposition that you have to have a motion for rehearing to meet your jurisdictional prerequisite for judicial review of the agency decision. But over the course of the decades, in case after case after case, what I found working through my cases at the Attorney General's office is the reviewing courts are going to accept anything that looks remotely like a bona fide attempt to file a motion for rehearing.